You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome into At the Podium. This is a special NFL Combine edition. I am your host, Michael Kist. You can follow my work at bleedinggreennation.com. Also, follow me on Twitter at Michael Kist NFL. That's K-I-S-T. It's been a while since we've had one of these episodes, but we are glad to have Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson back doing press conferences. The ones from today are obviously from the NFL Combine, with Howie leading off and Doug closing it out. A lot of good questions asked to the duo. The major news, of course, is surrounding Nick Foles, who Howie said will not be franchise tagged, which is what we here at BGN expected throughout the process. So he is free to test the market, not that it will stop the Philadelphia media from squeezing every last drop of blood from the stone that is Nick Foles in the meantime. The duo is also asked questions regarding Carson Wentz, the futures of Jason Peters and Darren Sproles, where they might look to add in the running back room, just all kinds of good content packed into this puppy. Before we get to that, just a look ahead on the schedule here. Tomorrow, you'll be getting the QB SCO show with Mark Schofield and myself to talk about the process for quarterbacks at the NFL Combine, and we will dig into some prospects as always. Friday morning, you'll have a fresh BGN radio waiting for you with John Stolness and Brandon Lee Gouton. And at another point during the week, you'll get a Combine update from the Kist and Solak show. Ben is there in Indy live getting all of the dirt, so look forward to that. But for now, let's go to the podium.
I didn't even get a chance to say good afternoon, welcome to Indy. You didn't give me an opening moment. I just wanted to see that everyone had their stuff. Yeah. We know Carson. We know what kind of teammate he is. We know what kind of leader he is. You know, it's ironic because as we've gone through free agency since we've had Carson, there have been so many guys who've wanted to come to Philly to play with him. So, you know, none of that is any issues to us. We're incredibly excited about having him as our quarterback and excited about this season.
How are you? Have a lot of moving parts on the offensive line right now, with Brandon recovering from his Achilles, Jason considering retirement, and JP 38 years old. With regard to Kelce, have you heard from him?
37.
With regard to Kelce, have you heard or talked to him about that? And where do you stand with regard to Peters and coming back for the season?
Well, first, it's always going to be a priority for us to make sure that our offensive line starts with protection. We're going to show that with our actions as well as our words. In terms of any individual players, we keep those conversations with them private. It's important to us to be able to have honest conversations with our players and keep that all in-house.
In terms of,
you know, we've been so fortunate over the last couple of years to have two top 15 quarterbacks in Carson and Nick. And we've spent a lot of time discussing this internally and with him, and we've decided to let Nick become a free agent.
What went into that decision?
A lot. You know, it's hard when you have someone who's incredibly valuable to your organization at the most important position in sports. And at the same time, we've had incredible success with him when he's had to play. Four playoff wins over the last 2 years. Great teammate. A huge resource for Carson and Nate Sudfeld as well. But at the same time, he deserves an opportunity to lead a team. It's a goal of his to lead another team and lead another locker room. And we feel at this point that it's the right decision.
Can you explore a trade possibility?
No, you know, I don't really want to get into any trade discussions with any teams, but this decision was made. You know, the Combine's an opportunity to talk to teams. This is really our version of the baseball winter meetings and talk about trades. We made this decision as an organization, and we feel very comfortable about it. Again, you know, hard decision because someone who means a lot to us professionally and personally. But at the end of the day, as an organization, we felt like it was the right thing to do.
Howie, just from a rules perspective with the language around the franchise tag, is that would that have been an option that would be available to you that you're comfortable with the tag and trade?
Yeah, I don't want to get into any hypotheticals on that, but, you know, for us, you know, this is a decision we made. I think that we have our interpretation of rules and what we can do. But at the end of the day, it's not going to factor in anyway, so I think it would just be a waste of time talking about that. You know, we're going to explore every option on our football team to improve our football team. But we have a lot of confidence in Nate. He's had an incredible opportunity to learn from two of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. And this is a big opportunity for him, a big year for him. We're really excited about Nate Sudfeld.
To go back to the offensive line, Jason is 37, I should say. In terms of eventually replacing him, how do you view Mailata and Vitek?
Yeah, and I think you also have to add in Matt Pryor, you know, a guy who played tackle and we drafted last year. Those guys need opportunities. They need to continue to grow. It's important for us and our coaching staff, and Coach Peterson and his staff deserve a lot of credit for this, to develop our players that we draft. They all have talent, but we also have to make sure that we continue to add players at that position because it's such an important position.
With Peters, how do you evaluate him at his age and whether or not he's still going to be a valuable player at his age?
Yeah, he's not a normal human being. I mean, he's a freak. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer as a player, as a person. So normal rules don't apply when it comes to Jason. But again, I just go back to everyone on our team, anyone who's a free agent, anyone we have decisions on, you know, those are discussions we'll have with those players individually.
When you're talking about these guys who've been so valuable to the franchise and having to make tough decisions, when you were kind of coming up through the ranks, was there an example or a lesson you learned about kind of how to deal with that type of situation that's different than your everyday decisions?
That is such a loaded question. Okay. That's such a... you know, I think that the hardest thing we have to do is separate the emotion from it. And quite frankly, you know, we're an organization led by our owner and led by our head coach that emotion plays a part in some of the decisions we make. We get attached to our players because they do so much for us. And I don't know that that's ever going to go away as long as this leadership's in place and as long as, you know, we're led by Jeffrey and Coach Peterson. So we try to balance those things, but it's hard. It's hard. And in this day and age, it's hard also for guys to spend their whole career with one team. There is a lot of player movement, but I can tell you that with all the evaluation we do, and we do a lot of subjective and objective evaluations of our players, that at the end of the day, those things don't matter. Yeah, we're incredibly optimistic about all our guys that are injured, but don't want to get into any individual timetables for any guys recovering from injury.
How do you get with Nelson Aguilar?
I'm going to get Mike for a second. Again, you know, conversations with our players, we try to communicate with all our players and just kind of save those answers for when they're ready to make announcements or we're ready to make announcements, so not being specific on Darren. I don't know who wouldn't want a guy like Darren Sproles on their football team. Nelson Aguilar has been an incredibly productive player for us. You know, it's great when your draft choices are productive, and he's got an incredible work ethic, a great skill set, and, you know, just continues to grow.
How do you create to see this year compared to, like, you know, the importance of the draft? I mean, you guys have, like, 9 picks coming up. You know, we have. Is that more of a source for getting players for you this year as opposed to free agency?
Yeah, I don't know that we look at them as independent entities. I think we look at kind of the whole, all the opportunities to add players, whether that's in free agency or the draft or the trade market, and try to do whatever we can to improve our football team. That's our goal. We have a lot of work to do here. It starts in Indy. We're really excited about being here and improving our football team, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to improve our football team. We want to continue to give our coaches talented players, and continue to win games.
How much of what you do this offseason will be in mind with Parsons' eventual
extension, whether it comes this year or whatever. Mm-hmm. How much do you have to keep that in mind when you're doing this?
For sure. All the young players that you have under contract that you've drafted, you want to keep in mind the possibilities of extending them and keeping them. But at the same time, we're going to try to improve our football team.
I mean, from the standpoint of Parsons obviously going to require a larger salary cap eventually. Do you have to keep that in mind?
For sure. You have to plan. And you have to plan knowing that you have an extremely talented quarterback and that you want to have a guy at that position. But at the same token, there are going to be opportunities to improve our team, even taking that into account.
Last year, you were kind of restricted on capitalizing going into free agency on what you need to do. This year, depending on how you handle your free agents and other players, you clearly have the flexibility to do pretty much whatever you want in free agency. Do you expect to be aggressive this year in free agency?
I expect us always to be aggressive in every aspect. You know, that's kind of who we are. And with that, obviously there come risks, but we're not going to be risk adverse. If there's an opportunity to improve our football team, we'll do that. But like you said, we have the flexibility. We're not going to use the cap as an excuse, but we're also going to try to be smart about it.
Howie, with the focus on these mid-tier picks, does that make it more desirable to make trades as opposed to pursuing free agents?
Yeah, again, it goes back to the value of the trade, and those compensatory picks are added bonus for us, and we look at that when we are trying to decide who we're signing in free agency, who we're retaining, who we're not, but at the end of the day, we just want to add good players that fit our culture, and that's what we'll continue to try to do here.
What factor do you think you allowed, and are you expecting to be healthy?
These are going to be all UVA questions from you, Zach. Rodney has been an incredibly valuable player since we signed him as a free agent. Great work ethic, fits our defensive system and our scheme, and we're excited about bringing him back to Philadelphia.
How do you plan around the possibility of guys retiring? You do have to plan ahead of how do you approach that?
Yeah, we don't look at the roster in just a one-year window. So we're continually trying to evaluate where we are not only this year but next year and even 3 years out and just kind of anticipating some of that. But by the same token, so much happens from a year-to-year basis that it's hard to anticipate some of those things. So you try to maintain your priorities, make sure they're addressed, and that you're never in a situation where you're falling back from the things that you really believe in, and keep the main thing the main thing. Well, I think there's different ways to skin a cat. You know, we won a world championship 2 years ago, and we got LeGarrette in free agency in May and traded for Jay, and, you know, I traded for Darren Sproles at that time, and then had some late picks and undrafted free agents that work out. But at the end of the day, we're not going to force any particular position just because of perceived need. We'll kind of evaluate that position just based on the value of each particular player.
Two more questions, please.
The final 14,
whoa,
I think, for the five best offenses.
He leads the league in questions, I think. It's right in front, you know.
Do you have to tilt sort of your team building philosophy towards offense a little bit in terms of resources?
I don't know, Coach. What do you think? What do you think? Offense, defense? What do you.
<We'll see.
laughs> Gotta make the man happy.
Was that
the? Do you guys want to take a poll of what your last question you'd like to be, and then I'll answer? It'll be like, is that crowdsourcing, Brandon? Is that what that's called?
Yeah. How the front office works.
It's like your football team. I mean, when you have an opportunity to add an incredibly talented person at his craft, and then someone who fits into the chemistry that you're trying to bring in. You don't get those opportunities very often. Really excited to add Andrew, someone that we kind of have had our eye on for a long time. We know what kind of person he is, first and foremost, and what he could add. But it's not a reflection of anyone and their particular roles. It's just a unique opportunity for us to add someone who fits kind of the thought process that we have. And we're really excited that we're adding him.
What's his role?
He's the vice president of football operations, and in that role, you know, Jeffrey has said this, has articulated this better than anyone, and it's just these jobs that you have, there's a lot that goes on. And obviously the most important thing is improving our roster and making sure we have the right players, and he'll be a part of that, but also looking at decision-making and every area of football ops, and that's the performance area, that's innovation in video. I could go on and on, but the job is multifaceted, and there's a lot of time that we spend doing things other than just improving the roster, and he can help in every area. He's very versatile, very talented.
Dallas, obviously being our first pick a year ago in the second round, really was a guy that came on as the season went along. Dallas is a tremendous worker, hard studier. Justin Peel did a great job getting him prepared each week. You know, we saw the skill set obviously through tape study and then through, you know, the off-season program and training camp. And, you know, when you have a number of sort of targets on offense, it becomes a challenge, you know, it becomes a challenge to get everybody the ball. And then you got to include your running backs, you know, and yet we still found ways to get him involved. I think that's going to, you know, it's been a source of topic for us as a coaching staff, you know, moving forward with him. And he's a big piece to our success, you know, on the football field. Nate's done a great job. Nate has really put himself in a position to compete for it. You know, we just don't go around and give out jobs. But at the same time, we want him to compete for that spot. Feel like he's earned the opportunity to do that. I'm comfortable with him, what he's done, what he's, you know, been with us now for a few years and understands our system. So, yeah, it's a matter of him just embracing that and moving forward with it. You know, not necessarily. I think it can go both ways. I mean, you've seen what we've done the last couple of seasons, really since I've been here. You know, we had Chase Daniel the first year, then, of course, Nick the last 2 years. Chase didn't have a ton of, obviously, game experience. Nick had, you know, and when you're kind of have that quarterback in the waiting, so to speak, in a guy like Nate, who's seen a lot of football the last couple of years, it's a great opportunity for him. So you can kind of go either way. You can kind of go with a younger guy. You could kind of bring in a veteran free agent, but at the same time, you know, I want Nate to compete for it and see where he's at.
What about Nate's skill set?
Well, I think number one, he's obviously I like his size. You know, he's got a really good arm. He's accurate. Continues to work his mobility, his pocket presence, his awareness. I think one of the things we saw this year, even though he was limited, obviously not many game reps, but the stuff we saw in practice is how well he's really become comfortable with our offense, how he prepares our defense, you know, during the course of the week. And he's a smart quarterback. I mean, he's highly intelligent. He's got great ideas. You know, somebody that we feel comfortable with competing for that number two spot. Well, you know, I mean, listen, we know how we all feel about Carson. Carson's our quarterback. I love everything about Carson Wentz and the way he attacks his job every single day, the way he competes, the way he embraces the locker room. I don't put a lot of stock in that. I mean, it's his performance on the football field, obviously, and he understands where he's at. He understands he's got to stay on the field. Obviously, he knows that. But at the same time, guys really rally around him. They support him. And he's one piece. He's not the entire football team. And you know, we do this thing as a team, and he's a part of that.
You said he.
I think what he's doing and what he's been doing kind of speaks for itself. You know, the guys really respect him. His play on the football field obviously is the ultimate factor. I think that's where guys can rally around him and what he's shown us in three seasons. And you know, listen, when you're the guy, you touch a lot of people, and you got to continue to touch a lot of people and reach out to a lot of people. And no different in my case, you know, as the head football coach, I got to continue to build relationships and just bring those along. So You know, he's the quarterback, and we just continue to grow together in that realm.
Were you surprised by the story, or did you think it was?
You know, those are things we'll discuss as the offseason goes. You know, Jason's been a big part of our success and been around him for a lot of years now. So those are things we'll talk about as we move forward. You know, I tell you what, Nick and I, you know, we've got a lot of history together all the way back to when we drafted him, you know, when I was on Coach Reed's staff here in Philly. And so, you know, we had conversations obviously at the end of the season, and you know, he knew where I stood and how I felt about him, but at the same time, you know, he was a tremendous, obviously a huge part of our success these last 2 years, and but again, a lot like, you know, in Carson's case, he was one piece of the puzzle, you know, it's an opportunity now, you know, as Howie mentioned, to become a starter in this league, and he's very capable of doing that. And you know, I'm excited for his future.
Doug, getting back to JP, he started all 16 games last year. He wants to play in the year. Do you want him back?
Jason Peters is a big value. He's a valuable part of our offense and our offensive line. If Jason Peters. You know, it's a lot like Darren Sproles. I mean, we're kind of going down the same path with Darren Sproles. If these guys want an opportunity, you know, you love both of them, and you give them an opportunity. You know, Jason, I feel still has some opportunity for us. You know, and you know, we'll see where it goes. We'll see how it ends up. But you know, I think in Jason's mind right now, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think he feels like too. You know, getting healthy and being 100% going into the offseason, going into training camp. He was coming off that injury, obviously, and you know, it's tough to play like he did, you know, to battle through that injury every single week, and then the soreness and the different things is a credit to him. So moving forward, you know, those are conversations we'll continue to have with him.
Carson, are there parts about his personality that you can see running other folks a certain way?
You rub me the wrong way.
I get that. But are those things there, and are they things you can change, or is that just part of the process?
You know, I learned too when I was a player in this business. I played with one of the greatest players of he's a Hall of Fame quarterback in Brett Favre and Dan Marino. And you know what? They had success because you're not always going to be buddy buddy with everybody. Do you build relationships with everybody? Yeah, but you hold everybody to a high standard, including myself. You know, we're not in a feel good business. You know, we're obviously in a business to win games and ultimately a championship, and that's our goal. And so, if people get offended, I'm sorry. You know, it's just the way it is. And you know, you can't make excuses for it. But at the same time, at the end of the day, we walk out on the football field. We're united, and we play the game.
You said before that Carson obviously has strong opinions when it comes to game planning against game. How did you and him work through that, or continue to work through that? Where does that need to get so that it's a productive relationship and back and forth?
Yeah, I think that's one of his strengths, obviously, and you know, for him to be able to come to me, come to Mike Rowe, you know, with ideas, with. Things that can help us win the game. I mean, that's what we're all about. We're, you know, it's about being open, being honest, being transparent. Not that we have to accept every idea that he brings, you know, to the table. But at the same time, we're going to listen. If we can implement it in the game plan, we will. If not, maybe we'll save it for the next week. But I think that's one of the strengths. And as a play caller, you know, you got to kind of crawl into the head of the quarterback a little bit and kind of see it through his eyes. So having these conversations with him during the week really gives me, as a play caller, a good insight as to how he's also seeing, you know, our opponent that week. What's that? You know, there's time. First of all, the guys that I had on staff that I let go, I appreciate. And I'll say this publicly, appreciate everything that they did for me, the Philadelphia Eagles, the organization. And there's times where, you know, as a staff, as a coach, you need to make some change. And it's a great opportunity for him to continue his career, obviously. Same in with Coach Chung and Coach Brew, and to give them an opportunity. And so I thank them for what they did for me, what they did for our organization, help us win a championship. I think there's many ways to open up your offense, not just having a vertical speed guy. You know, every team can drop back and just throw it deep. I mean, there's ways of being creative. There's ways of utilizing play action pass. There's ways of creating a gadget type play, whether it be a flea flicker, things of that nature. But yeah, ultimately, would you like to have a guy that can stretch the field? And you know, you've seen that out of Nelson the last couple of seasons and his opportunities to go deep. But you know, anytime you can add talent, add speed, add depth to any position, it's going to help your team.
What did you see from them in the building that gave you the...
With Carson? In Phillips' case, obviously he had a great career in this league as a defensive lineman. He's been with me now for three seasons. Been on Jim's staff for three seasons, and it's a great opportunity for him. You know, I'm big about promoting from within, as you guys know, and it was his time. You know, it's his time to take the reins of that group, and I'm excited for him. You know, and his leadership and how he's going to continue to lead that group. Same with Carson. You know, Carson, he's coached in this league before. Carson Walsh, he was with Coach Groh in Chicago. You know, he's been around Alshon Jeffrey, so he knows our game. Been around us now for a year. He knows how we coach and how we teach and how we instruct. So I'm excited for him, and that's the type of leadership he brings.
What do you have in running back?
Josh, yeah, I was excited and have been excited with Josh. I mean, he's a young player, obviously, you know, a kid that we had in camp and then ultimately, you know, let him go, brought him back, and then we had to activate him, you know, due to injury. And, you know, he's really embraced his role. I think this will be a really good offseason for him, you know, to continue to grow in our system, to get better as a runner, to listen to Coach Staley and what he's teaching. Showed some flashes last year, and so I'm excited for him, you know, moving forward.
Speaking of running back, with what you have there, do you think you'll be all right if you add like a rookie to that group, or do you really think you need like a strong veteran running back to come in and make that something like that strong?
Yes.
It was an or question.
Oh, it was. Oh, I'm sorry. I think you can go either way. I think you still got to continue to add talent. You got to add depth, value to your team. You know, and you've seen us do it in many ways these last couple of years. Howie alluded to it, you know, in his comments. You know, we won a championship with a rotational system. And I think, honestly, you know, you look at a lot of teams around the league, and, you know, they're usually a two-back type operation. So, whether it's a, you know, another veteran free agent or through the draft, those are things that we're going to explore in the next few months.
Two more questions, please.
Player this week? You know, this week is just a great opportunity for coaches, myself. You know, we haven't spent as much time with these guys. So, you know, obviously character is big, in my opinion. You definitely want to see their skill set when they get on the football field. And then I think third is you know, a lot of it's kind of off the field. Their interaction with teammates, you know, and then, you know, throw in a fourth. What do they know? How much do they know of their own system, offensively, defensively, and those kind of give us an insight to the players we see this week.
How do you look at Nelson Aguilar, the way he performed 2 years ago compared to last year? Is that a good
goal forward? Yeah, Nelson. Oh man. Love this guy. I mean, he's first one in, last one out. You know, he's a hard worker. Spends time before and after practice. So can't say enough good things about Nelson Aguilar and what he's brought to the table and what he will continue to bring. And you know, I think last year you look at the amount of guys we had, and of course we added Golden, you know, midseason, and you know, listen, I'm not going to stand up here and say it didn't affect Nelson, because I think it did, you know, and trying to get it, you know, the question was asked earlier about getting everybody the ball, and it's a challenge, you know, when you break down a game, and yet Nelson didn't complain. He came to work every single day. He put in the time, he put in the work, and was a huge part of what we did and getting us into the division round, you know, this year. So I'm excited. I love working with him, and I think there's great things ahead. Thank you.
PGN.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10, by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.